Welcome back to AI Unraveled, the show that keeps you up to date with the always changing world of AI. I'm your host, and with me as always, we have our AI expert to help us understand what's happening. So this week, we are going deep into the latest developments from AI Weekly News from February 16th to the 23rd, 2025. Get ready. It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah.
So this week's news is just crazy. We've got AI designing its own chips, AI interpreting animal emotions, AI narrating audiobooks on Spotify. AI is everywhere.
It seems like it.
It really does. So maybe we can start with you. What was the most interesting thing you saw in the news this week? What really stood out to you?
Yeah, so it is pretty amazing to see how fast AI is entering every part of our lives. One story that I thought was really interesting was the one about these AI-designed chips.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine if you had chips specifically designed for AI processing. It's like giving AI a brain boost, and this could make AI much faster and much more efficient, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's wild. It's like AI is building a better brain for itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have AI chips, AI fighting superbugs, AI-powered robots. It's kind of overwhelming.
Okay.
Does this feel more exciting or more intimidating to you?
I think it's a bit of both, you know? The possibilities are really exciting, but we also have to think about the possible downsides. I mean, look at the news about AI-generated financial misinformation. Maybe that could even cause bank runs. It's kind of a scary thought.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it shows that we really need to be thinking about safety and ethical rules as AI gets more powerful.
Okay, so let's talk about that. What are some of the ethical worries people have about AI? What should we be keeping an eye on?
Well, one thing that keeps coming up is the use of copyrighted material to train AI models.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
It raises questions about intellectual property rights and, you know, whether it's okay for AI to make content that might be violating copyright laws. Another concern is the use of AI in warfare, which raises a whole bunch of ethical problems.
Yeah, it's a bit of a minefield. And speaking of ethical concerns, OpenAI banning accounts used to develop surveillance tools. I mean, that's a big deal, right? It shows that even the companies making these powerful technologies are worried about how they might be misused. What does this tell us about the need for AI governance?
I think it shows just how urgent it is for us to come up with some clear rules and regulations for how AI is developed and used. You know, we need to make sure that AI is used responsibly and ethically. And that includes making sure it's not being used for things like surveillance or other things that could be harmful.
That makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about the big companies in the AI world. OpenAI, Google, Elon Musk's XAI. It seems like they are really competing with each other, especially when it comes to these large language models, LLMs like ChatGPT and Grok 3. They're always in the headlines. What's so important about these LLMs?
Well, LLMs can process and generate human-quality text in a way that we never thought was possible. I mean, they can write code, compose music, even design video games. It's like the line between human and machine creation is getting really blurry.
Okay, that's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But why are these companies fighting so hard in this area? Is it just about making better technology, or is there more to it?
It's probably a combination of factors. I mean, they definitely want to push the limits of what AI can do, but whoever controls the most advanced AI could have a huge advantage in a lot of different industries.
Yeah, it's almost like an arms race, but with algorithms instead of weapons.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And OpenAI trying to prevent takeovers. I mean, that suggests they understand what's at stake. Do you think this is a fight for power? A fight for technological dominance?
It's hard to say for sure, but the fact that OpenAI wants to stay independent tells me that they know these technologies could be controlled and used in ways they don't agree with.
That's a really interesting point. So we've got AI designing chips, creating content, possibly changing entire industries. It feels like we're on the edge of a huge technological shift. So what about you, listener? Are you excited, nervous, or somewhere in between? And if you are liking this deep dive and you want to help us keep this show free and ad-free, please think about donating. You can find donation links in the show notes. Thanks for your support.
Yeah, it's a tough balance, you know. We want to see progress, but we also have to be careful. The news about this company, 1X in Norway, launching a humanoid robot that can help out around the house, it's really interesting.
A home robot.
Yeah.
That sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
What does it mean to have AI becoming such a big part of our everyday lives? I mean, what do you think, listener? Is this the future you imagine?
Well, it definitely makes you think about things like privacy and data security and, you know, how much we're relying on technology. Maybe we're becoming too dependent on these AI systems.
It's almost like we're inviting AI into our homes without really understanding what it means.
Yeah.
And speaking of understanding the story about Apple putting Apple Intelligence into its Vision Pro headset that caught my eye.
Yeah.
What do you think this integration means for the future of AI?
I think it shows that we're moving towards more personalized AI experiences. You know, imagine having an AI assistant that knows what you need, provides you with information that's tailored just for you, and interacts with you in a way that feels totally natural. That's the promise of embedded AI systems like Apple Intelligence.
Okay, personalized AI. It sounds amazing, but also a little bit creepy at the same time.
Yeah, a little bit.
But AI isn't just about personal devices. It's changing entire industries, too. The news about AI being used to speed up protein research and to develop new ways to fight superbugs, that's incredible. What kind of breakthroughs do you think we'll see in healthcare because of AI?
AI is already changing healthcare in so many ways. It can analyze huge amounts of data to find patterns and predict disease outbreaks. It can help with drug discovery so new treatments can be developed faster. And it can even make medicine more personalized by tailoring treatments to each patient based on their genes and their lifestyle.
Wow, it sounds like AI could help us solve some of the biggest problems in healthcare. But what about the possible risks? The story about a study in the UK warning that AI-generated financial misinformation could cause bank runs. That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
What can we do to make sure things like that don't happen?
I think it comes down to AI governance again. You know, we need to have strong safeguards and rules in place to prevent people from misusing AI. We need ways to make sure AI systems are accurate and reliable, especially the ones being used in important areas like finance and healthcare.
So it sounds like AI governance is really important, not just to prevent bad things from happening, but also to build trust. People need to feel like AI is being used ethically and responsibly. And speaking of responsibility, the report about North Korea using AI like ChatGPT, even though there are international sanctions against them, that's a pretty big deal. What could happen if AI gets into the wrong hands? What are the implications for the world?
It's definitely a concern. You know, it makes you worry about AI being used for bad things like propaganda, spreading false information, and even cyber warfare. It shows how important it is for countries to work together on AI governance to come up with rules and standards that prevent these harmful AI technologies from spreading.
It's a scary thought. It's clear that AI isn't just a technology issue. It's a global issue, and it's one that we all need to be paying attention to.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about the big companies in AI, but there are also a lot of new startups popping up. What do you think about the role that startups are playing in AI innovation?
I think startups are really important for driving innovation in AI. They are often the ones pushing the boundaries of what's possible because they're more flexible and willing to experiment and take risks that bigger companies might not. You know, the news about Meera Murathi, the former CTO of OpenAI, starting her own AI company to compete with OpenAI. That's a great example.
Yeah, it's like a classic David and Goliath story in the AI world. It's exciting to see these smaller companies challenging the big guys. But zooming out a bit, where do you see all of this going? Are we heading towards some kind of technological singularity where machines become smarter than humans?
The idea of a singularity is definitely interesting. But it's still just speculation.
Yeah.
You know, experts don't agree on if or when it might happen. What's more important right now is focusing on how we can make sure AI develops in a way that benefits humanity.
So it's not about stopping AI from progressing, but making sure it progresses in a way that aligns with our values and goals as humans.
Exactly. It's about responsible innovation, using AI to solve problems, to make lives better, and to create a better future for everyone.
I love that. But how do we make that happen? What can we actually do to make sure AI is a force for good in the world?
It all starts with education. We need to learn about AI and develop the skills we need to work with it. It's also about having clear ethical guidelines and rules to govern how AI is developed and used. And maybe most importantly, we need to change how we think about AI. We need to see it as a tool that can help us create positive change, not as something to be afraid of.
That's a great point. It's a team effort. And it needs everyone to be involved, from the people making policies to the researchers to everyday people like us.
Exactly.
We've been talking a lot about how AI might affect our lives. But let's not forget about the ways it's already changing the world around us. How is AI being used to tackle global challenges like climate change and poverty?
AI is being used to develop more efficient renewable energy sources, to figure out the best way to use resources, and even to predict and prevent natural disasters. It really has the potential to make a big difference in solving some of the biggest problems facing humanity.
It's amazing to see how AI is already being used to make the world a better place. But there's still so much more to do. What are some of the things we should be focusing on in the next few years?
We need to keep investing in AI research and development, especially in areas like safety, security, and ethics. We also need to make sure that everyone has access to the benefits of AI, not just a select few. It's about creating a more inclusive and equitable AI ecosystem.
Those are all really important points, and I really appreciate you sharing your insights with us today. But before we wrap up, I want to give our listeners a chance to think about what we've talked about. What are your thoughts so far, listener? What questions are you thinking about?
One thing that keeps coming back to me is the idea of AI as a mirror. You know, it reflects our values, our biases, even our fears. As we create AI, we're essentially creating a reflection of ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a powerful reminder that we're the ones in control of AI's future.
That's such a thought-provoking way to think about it. It really emphasizes how important it is to be aware of our own intentions and biases as we're developing and using these AI systems.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're creating a future that we can be proud of.
Yeah, it really is like we're looking in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the choices we make today are going to determine what we see in that reflection in the future.
I love that analogy. It's definitely something to keep in mind as we figure out how to navigate this whole AI thing. So we've covered a lot of ground today. The incredible ways AI is expanding the ethical questions we need to be asking, what this all means for the future of work, the roles of big tech companies and startups, and even the possibility of a singularity. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is.
Before we finish up, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about the importance of AI governance.
Yeah.
What are some real concrete steps we can take to make sure AI is developed and used responsibly?
Well, I think we need clear rules and guidelines that address things like data privacy, algorithmic bias, and the potential for misuse. This means governments, industry leaders, and researchers all working together to set standards and frameworks that promote ethical AI practices.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the rules we create and the values we build into those rules.
Exactly. We need to be thinking ahead, not just reacting to problems after they happen.
And that brings me to a really important point for our listeners. AI isn't something that's just happening to us. It's something we're actively shaping through the choices we make. What are your thoughts on that, listener? Do you feel like you have a role to play in shaping the future of AI?
It's important to remember that AI is a tool. Just like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. We as humans have the responsibility to make sure it's used in a way that benefits society and reflects our values.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. So that wraps up our deep dive into the world of AI for this week. It's been an incredible journey, full of insights and thought-provoking discussions. We've explored the amazing progress AI is making, the ethical challenges we need to address, and the huge impact AI is having on our lives and the world around us. But one thing is clear, the future of AI is not set in stone. It's something we're creating right now through our decisions and actions.
AI is powerful, but ultimately its direction depends on the choices we make as humans. Let's choose wisely.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You've been listening to AI Unraveled, the podcast, created and produced by Etienne Newman, a senior AI engineer and proud soccer dad from Canada. We're all about making AI understandable for everyone. And if you enjoyed this deep dive and want to help us keep the podcast going without any ads, please consider making a donation. You can find links in the show notes. And for those of you who want to get the word out about your business or service and reach thousands of professionals just like you, we'd love for you to advertise on AI Unraveled. Don't forget to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts so you don't miss any of our future episodes. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the amazing world of AI.